The founders forgot that we had medical liberty.
We seem to be losing by taking the side of the middle. And we seem to constantly be losing.
I think Trump has made some kind of arrangements with Russia.
This person has made the allegations that they were a man.
If there's content that's borderline, that's content that we basically will not.
There is no second best. There is no second best crypto asset.
Let's talk about science.
I respect you and I have a great deal of appreciation to you, JF, because in a time when everybody was attacking me, when Sargon doxed me and smeared me, you were the only one who gave me a platform, and you were very kind in helping me put the truth out there.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG Tonight. I have difficulty with Rumble knowing if we're live, but it seems that we are live. It would seem that, yes, we are. I have to refresh. It sucks. Shouldn't it be that Rumble automatically plays the video when I go live? It seems very easy from a coding perspective. Why don't we have this? Ocean says, I think we're live. End of the line, Joel says, live. Thank you, guys. Someone sent during the night a super chat.
Test tip.
Yetep has sent $10. Test tip. I have received your test, Yetep. Thank you for the donation. What a pathetic being. Brian Johnson. Blueprint founder Brian Johnson required employees to sign NDAs consenting to his being partially or fully unclothed in the workplace and to discussions involving sexual activities, including erections. Man, this is creepy. I mean, I'm all for combining work and family, and I'm all for reproduction, but this is fucking creepy. Because this guy is all about extension of life, staying young. He's being promoted on all these shows where he goes to talk about how to challenge aging. And at this point, it's creepy. Like, okay, you built a body of muscle. Okay, that requires a lot of effort. Good for you. But you won't escape death. We can see it in your face. We can see it in the wrinkle of your neck. You are an old guy, and you are an old guy that has just delayed by basically at best 10 or 20 years your death. You will die like everyone else, and all that you've done, including all of your physical work, will be going to the bacteria, to the compost pile. We are all part of the same compost pile, as they say in Fight Club. How are you doing, people of the regular chat? Andrew Wilson had an important question. Very important question. What is the duty of woman? And impressively, Tommy Lyron is incapable of answering. She's like, she makes these faces like, what? Oh, you're not a man if you ask anything of woman. Why? Wait a minute. If women don't have any duty to respect, what is the deal here? What is the deal that marriage is? If there's no exchange, it means that marriage with any woman is equal. It means that there's no such thing as choosing a woman. There's no such thing as preferring something in a woman. So basically, you are saying that you're just an ocean of holes. Alternative holes in which to put babies, but you have no other duty in life. No, I don't think that's the case, and we can review the discussion. It was quite revealing on the state of modern females, expecting absolutely zero obligation with the world. Their job is just to have fun, to do whatever they want. Oh yeah, there's this trend of videos. I don't know why, you know, there's always a new style of video, and we've had the gym whore, we've had the we've had the crying normie woman in the car, But there's a new style of video. It's the waking up Giga Chad and his morning routine. And at this point, there's like 5 or 6 different versions of it. But it's the whole idea of an extreme waking up routine filmed with super class and useless items like water, bathing your face in water. So people noted at first he was sleeping with a black tape on his mouth. Is that to stop mouth breathing? Is that to prove that you can breathe with only your nose? Super coarse ground espresso. High pressure. Like he's noting anything important in the book. Oh, and now you have this modified water with nuts. Oh, you have a red light bathing. And in one of the videos, there is... there's the guy, he's like, we're gonna have to buy 10,000 of those at least. Like, he's making some important market decisions. It is absolutely wild, out of control video trend. Sneed 8 poster says the stone toss on this was perfect. I haven't seen it. I'll have to check it out. We have a fight here between a black policeman shooting a black man. We are now fully diversified. We have black police oppressing black people.
Okay, speed down. Speed down, speed down.
So at first there is a fight for this baton. Baton is kind of weird of a weapon. I don't know to which extent it's efficient. Like, maybe it allows you to hit the person without... too much damage to your hand. I guess that's the idea. He wants the baton to be let go.
There you go. There you go, motherfucker. You hurt my butt.
And now, well, was this necessary? It seemed that the subject was headed toward a de-escalation. Was it wise of the police to re-escalate? I guess he had to arrest them. Okay. Now we have a brawl with hooks on the head of the police. The thing is, if you want to re-escalate, you have to go with a hard hit. A little baton hit will merely re-provoke the guy. You know, it's not particularly wise what has been done here, because if you want to re-escalate, you need to throw him on the ground and fully neutralize him. If you can give a kind of a big boost of energy, that is good. But the baton has no effect. It's not going to neutralize his arm. It's not going to ease the arrest. So I wouldn't say it's like a deontological error, but it's a strategic error. Now the policeman is getting some punches. Oh, and he shot him in the face. Here we can see the replay. Punches, 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 punches. And pop. The policeman killed him. That is it, ladies and gentlemen. The black community has been liberated. from white oppression, no one to send to jail because no one is white. Sneed 8 poster says, what country is this? I don't know. Maybe it's written somewhere. Okay, so it was a McDonald's at the University of Maryland College Park. So it's the U.S. so the name of the guy was Merwanashyaka Francois. Wow, same name as me, Jean-François, Merwanashyaka Francois. Very similar to me. After using pepper spray and a baton, Francois shot... Okay, Francois is the name of the policeman. Shot the unarmed Clemens in the chest during a physical altercation. Clemens died at the scene, and Francois, who worked for Strategic Security Corp, was arrested and held without bond. Okay, so it was not a policeman, it was a security guard. Security guard here, and he was arrested. I don't know what happened with the arrest, though. So we have the Stontus comic coming in about the trend of morning videos. The black guy drinking special water, dipping his head in water at 4:49 a.m. And the guy watching him is like, oh, weirdo. But he's watching him at 2 p.m. In the afternoon. Okay, nice joke. Nice representation of what's going on. Another terrible mistake from the Trump admin says died suddenly. It is the naming of Dr. Susan Monarez is nominee to serve as the next director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. And people were digging a post of her indicating that she would be in support of masks. I think it's Donald Trump again falling for normie medicine. It's so sad, because there's no voice for medical independence, anti-medical fascism, anti-vaccine voices. And in America, it's growing. It's a growing segment of the population. But Trump has always failed by delegating to normie medical staff who want to implement these normie programs of oppression and control. Now, RFK Jr. came out to defend her, saying, well, it wasn't her post exactly. It was post of the CDC in the context. I don't know what that meant. I don't know. So RFK Jr.'s claim is that she was merely passing on what the CDC was saying back then. But that's exactly what we don't want. We want independent thinkers. We want people who are able to be at the head of these agencies and say, hey, let's leave place to liberty here and free thinking. And if he doesn't like vaccines, you're not going to force him to take a vaccine. But we're still under the Trump. The America of Trump is still very much under medical fascism. Immigrants have to get vaccines. I was looking at it in the list of things that immigrants have to do to be accepted in the U.S. They still have to get a series of vaccines. It really sucks because the base of Trump doesn't think that way. Libs of TikTok misrepresents a Trump order. It was a Trump executive order, but she represents it as a sweeping election integrity bill. There's a difference between a bill and an order. A bill is approved by Congress. It is law. An executive order is merely a direction of the president to his staff. And so it's very different in how it binds states. So she was saying, requires proof of U.S. citizenship on voter registration forms, cut funding to states that do not secure elections, vigorously prosecute election crimes, take action against states who count ballots received after election day in federal elections, prosecute foreign interference in elections, revokes Biden executive order that turned federal agencies into Democrat voter turnout centers. Anyone who's against election integrity means they want to cheat. Yeah, okay. This will put pressure, but let's not forget that there is a strong state independence clause on elections. The means and manner of election are totally controlled by the state because of a phrase in the Constitution that says that. No matter what the federal government does or says, states will take their own direction and they will have their own rules. Now, it all depends about how the cutting of the funding hits. Like, will you be depriving California of any grant, including scientific grant, including university grant, including school grants, just because they don't enforce the Trump order? I don't know. If he was to go that hard, it would have an effect. But probably judges wouldn't let it be that severe. Russ Chifley says, Jeff, are you a fan of Gypsy Crusader? He streams himself on Omegle trolling blacks and other minorities. Nick Fuentes says it's low IQ to be overtly racist, but the content is objectively funny. Let me make sure. Gypsy Crusader. Is that someone I saw recently on the I Hypocrite channel? Oh, yeah. This guy. This guy, I've seen some of his stuff. It is funny at times. It is funny. He uses disguises. He's hilarious. And he does provoke a lot. It's highly provocative. Internet decentralized humor. I don't think it's a win. I think it's just fun. Yes, it is. It is comedy where comedy rarely goes. You know, to be making these Nazi salutes to black people and Jews, like, directly in their face. And yeah, I don't have anything bad to say about it. I don't think it's good messaging. I don't think it's thinking. It's not public intellectualism. It's not edifying, but it's freaking funny. Yes. Now, that's the kind of humor that triggers a genuine, heartfelt laugh in me, you know? Give me a Samantha Bee stand-up comedy, and I am totally insensitive to it. Now, when Gypsy Crusader does his little clips, some of it is funny. Now, some of it is over the top. Some of it doesn't land. But when you find the most hilarious clips of him are always very, very good. Yes. I don't know. Do people watch this? Is this something people tune into? Or are most of his viewers from clips? I don't know how it works. And this old Omegle thing, what is it? It's a decentralized chat roulette of some sort, so you never get banned from it, because I guess that if he was to pull this on any centrally controlled chat platforms, Nazi salutes, you will get banned. So I don't know exactly how that works, but it's fun. It's hilarious to see a bunch of black people who have been basically shelled and protected, and even Jews sometimes. They've been shelled because they've been surrounded by people ruled by taboos. And you have a Gypsy Crusader just happens to appear on their chat roulette, and he's like, I have all of the kids here. I have the Nazi flag. I have the Nazi salutes. I have my little N-word gun. You know, I think he uses a gun that deploys a flag with the N-word. Yes, this is provocative, extremely crass comedy. It's still better than the average black streamer who goes to annoy people on the streets. It's still more respectful. It's still more classy. For very crass comedy, it's still very white in a way, because he then engages with people and he opens up and he wants to hear from them, and and he wants to express his views in exchange. Autonomous Thought says, I do sometimes. I love all of the racist Omegle streamers. Gypsy and Handsome Truth use Handsome Truth's own site called Goyim TV. Okay, so they operate on a on an independent website. Yeah, I spoke to the to Handsome Truth, I believe, on iHypocrite, because back in the days there were conflicts between him and me because he was sending his trolling crowds to my chat, and they were like, "JF, name the Jew." I was like, "Bro, I'm naming the Jew on an everyday basis. Like, what the fuck do you guys want? Well, you have to name the Jew, JF." It's like, maybe your campaign would fit with some other thinker, but I have been pretty openly naming the Jew for years. So what the fuck do you guys want? And he had this kind of trolling crew on the internet. So I was happy to talk to him directly after years of basically not exchanging directly. And I think it's all good. It's water under the bridge. But he's a bizarre guy, you know, changing identity, having these secret identity, these sunglasses, directing crews on the internet to harass other streamers. Like, if there was a Fed, it would probably be that kind of guy, right? I don't know. I don't want to accuse him of being a Fed because I think these accusations are thrown away so easily. But it's like, bro, you are behaving like a motherfucking Fed. Ocean says, Gypsy also has more in-depth conversations with some of them in the full show, adds another layer to it that clippers rarely show. Yeah, I've seen some of those. It's interesting. Lucas Gage says, my wife just handed me divorce papers. She said she doesn't want to be with an unverified loser. Thanks, Elon Musk. The consequences of losing your blue check mark. Blue check marks used to be a proof of membership of the elite, of the journalistic elite. You could only get a blue check mark if you were regime approved. Eventually, Elon Musk liberated the check marks, but there are still people like Nick Fuentes and Lucas Gage, who are deprived of their checkmark. And so, yeah, status. It was a status signal. But it's still a status signal. It's just that Elon Musk has broadened the access to it. Yeah, so when you lose your blue checkmark, you can lose your wife because your wife may have married you simply because of your social status. Now, people were telling me he's trolling. Maybe he's trolling. You know, Lucas Gage recently has been talking again and again about divorce and about his wife divorcing from him. Now, one time it could be some random trolling, but it seems to me that he's repeatedly talking about it. He's saying, see, trolls, you have deprived me of contact with my wife. See, trolls, you have caused my wife to leave me. See, trolls, you have caused my wife to file divorce because I don't have a blue check mark. I think Lucas Gage may be in a divorce. I don't know. I guess maybe it's his comedic way to handle it on the public space. Or maybe he's trolling all the way. Maybe he is. I have no clue. Legion Vault was saying, Mr. Gandalf, either this fellow is trolling or simply deserves his fate for being with a hoe. Regards. But I really don't like this trend of people putting it on the back of men all the time if they are with a woman who divorces. If you give freedom of choice to women in our society, many of them will just choose divorce because that's just what they pursue. It's their program, absent of any social pressure. So they pursue this polygamous life, and it's not the fault of the man. Now, these people always bring it back to the man. Oh, well, you should have chosen a better wife. Well, I don't know if you've seen the dating market, bro, but there's no choice to be had. Jan Carroll makes up another excuse to avoid debating Nick Fuentes.
So, and like the thing about debates is that I like experts should be debating. And I'm an expert on very, very few things. And realistically, like I've had people ask like, hey, would you debate like Nick Fuentes or would you debate like whoever the f-? It's like, no, I'd probably sit down and ask them a whole bunch of questions because I think that understand.
Well, exactly, which is why don't make it a debate. But show yourself open to a conversation because you can learn from it. Why would you, and this is what people keep doing this these days, they dismiss the opportunity of interaction with a contrarian mind or with someone who thinks different from them.
Standing is more important than like debating. Debating is for once we actually like you have two experts that really have elaborated their points
right.
and understand their points and like are going to engage in debate. Whereas 99% of people that are talking about debates online, they should be trying to understand the other side because they don't. And it's
well, you can see some of my debates, I enter them very open-minded. Some of my debates, I say at the beginning, I don't want to win. I'm just here to explain my view and see how it interacts with the view of the other. It's important to let yourself be open to interacting and to be confronted with beliefs that you may not have and to be on the spot publicly to have those beliefs presented to you so that people can say, well, now you know. Now you can't act like you don't know. Let's have a look at this interaction. This is gold that Andrew Wilson has been producing with on Piers Morgan. Let's have a look at it. Per gold.
With the argument that
I'm
making,
I'm
saying inside of society right this second, right, masculinity is not only punished, but also women on the right, covert feminists on the right, are constantly and consistently talking about how they need to have privilege in society. I want men. Their version of masculinity is men who take care of us, men who protect us, men who do all of this. Those are all
true. There is so much demand. You have a whole genre of video, which is just women listing everything they expect from a man and vox pops showing that random woman on the street, they have these big lists. And there's even an app that computes the likelihood of these features being available to the woman. And it seems that women are aiming basically for the 0.001%. They are all fighting for the ideal male, which doesn't exist.
These are all duties that men have towards women. Great. What are the duties that women have towards men? What are the duties that women have towards anything? What do men get out of this arrangement? What are we?
Oh, this guy steps back. He's like, you have raised the question.
Getting out of this arrangement, can you tell me?
That's but great. I don't think a man needs to get something out of it to be a manly man, a protector, and a provider. If you think you...
A man doesn't need to get anything out of it. Unbelievable. Do you realize what that means in a state of constant parasitism and overconsumption? If men weren't getting anything from their provider services, you have created communism, basically. You have men will just output productivity into the world, help all women equally. Oh, well, that woman happens to be my wife, but why wouldn't I help that other woman also? She needs help. The idea of providers not expecting anything in return is antithetical to capitalism and to the state of society as we know them.
You need to get something out of it. I quite frankly don't consider you a real man.
And Tommy Lahren, this fucking evil bitch, says, if you expect something out of it, I don't consider you a real man. For real manness for her, the real man must be communistically giving, must be giving out of his heart for no reason at all. She doesn't understand even how this would be a disservice to her. Like, Tommy Lahren is a beautiful woman, or conventionally beautiful. Personally, I've heard enough from her that I'm at the point where I find her ugly. But that's That's another thing. I know that objectively she is beautiful, but I feel that she is ugly because I've heard her yap into the mic with this assaulting voice. That's really a violation of my ear. And at this point, I'm at the point where I see Tommy Lahren as ugly. I feel her as ugly. Now, with her level of beauty, of objective beauty, this system would be a disservice to her. If your husband is giving without measuring back, is giving without caring about getting anything back, including you, then your husband is giving to everything, everyone. Then your husband is just producing and just spouting free stuff for everyone. You want to reserve this exclusivity to you because you want your husband, who have chosen you for your beauty and your quality, to be rewarded, to be rewarding you, not to be dividing his productivity across the whole universe of women. Ross Chifley says, it is stunning how every single female on the right is actually a covert, rabid feminist. All of them. Absolutely. They live among us. They are purveyors of lies. And they just learn to yap like a right winger. It's disgusting, really. And this is why there's the reasoning for a block on female liberty to speak publicly, because it's all a lie anyways. So the societies that have converged toward, hey, we're just going to cut this short, guys. Women will not speak publicly at all. In fact, we'll put veils on them. Or we'll, you know, various societies have dealt with this in various ways, but you have a rationale here, which is that I don't know of a single woman, public speaker, who has held to her beliefs and who has stood strongly for her pillars. There are exceptions. Maybe people bring Ann Coulter very often. But it is so rare as to be, like, we could do without. Ross Chifley says, they are all the Marxist Barbie from the Barbie movie Deep Down. Ah, very interesting parallel. Yes, a Marxist Barbie.
Yeah, she had okay.
And the fact that she dares use a declination of masculinity, like, well, do you have your cards to make this affirmation? Is Tommy Lahren capable of knowing what a true man is? I don't think so. Frog Eyes says, yeah, my wife is the same way, mostly based as fuck, but on some occasions reveals she still has left-wing sympathies. Oh yeah, again and again, I've been with based women. They always hold some secret stuff that kind of gets pushed under the rug in the relationship, but at some point it pops back up, like obsession around abortion or wanting to be, you know, hyper-socialization, wanting to be around elementary schools, and, oh, no, we should go live there because it's a good place to live right now. Not thinking in terms of 50, 100 years. Just thinking about the right now and about, oh, let's be encircled by all sorts of human beings. Frog Eyes says, end of the day, they're still a woman. They won't ever think like a man. Yes.
Things. You have nothing.
But we'll discuss in a moment whether Andrew Wilson is a real man.
Piers, I offer nothing.
Well, yeah, you offer nothing. That's what you said. You said that someone who would expect something from you would not be a man. And so that destroys the event of selection of courtship. That destroys the incentive for women to be of quality. And it basically says, women should be all over the place, just a shotgun in the dark about how they really feel, how to be. Personally, having been in a healthy relationship for the first time in my life in the last few years, I know what are the duty of a woman because I have an example, a model of the perfect woman in my life. The duty of a woman are quite simple. reduce. The first I would say is reduce the consumption of the energy of the husband. And this could be in terms of management of the house, in terms of saving cost, in terms of not costing too much in electricity and all sorts of consumption, of monetary consumption, wanting to have these special things bought, wanting to spend money. Reduce this to the minimum. This is the first duty of a woman, in my view, unless you are so rich that it really doesn't matter, but that is very exceptional. The second duty of a woman is to, I could say it's the first, the most important one, produce children on a continuous basis. That is a big one, because female instinct at putting a brake on the chain of reproduction is absolutely destructive. So I would put this actually as the first point. Produce children continuously. Do not object to sex. Do not object to continued sex. That chain, one pregnancy after the other. And do not be this modern woman who breaks at two children because there's just two place in the freaking car. That is you letting the modern world signal to you to reduce your reproduction. And that is a extremely high evolutionary cost. The fact that women have the instinct to say, well, there's two places in the back seat of the car, therefore we have two babies, that is society getting into your family business. Women should let the men put a brake if resources have come to be too scarce, and they will find that the man has a better capacity to expect the scarceness of resources. And realize that in modern time, children are living extremely rich lives, rich nutrition. They are living a better life by any standard than 99% of their ancestors. So there is really no reason in the modern world to slow down baby making. So first, duty of woman to produce babies continuously and in large numbers. Second duty, to reduce their consumption of the husband's finances. Third duty, to add joy in the family. Because men have a lot of things to think about: markets, assets, work, production, long-term, risks of death, risks of attack by random people on the metro. Men have to handle all of this. They have to create this bubble of safety for the whole family. They don't have time to add joy, random acts of joy. So a woman's duty is to add joy to the family. This can include sexual joy, just random sexual acts, random loving, random hugging. It can include random desire for activities with the family, fun things to do with the children. Woman should add joy to the family. That would be the third duty of woman. The fourth duty of woman is to plan in an independent manner so as to spare time for their husband. Plan something that will keep the kids happy. Plan some things that will keep you and the kids busy that doesn't require the presence of the husband. That will create a space for your husband to pursue other things, pursue work, make money, do all the sorts of things that will allow the family to sustain in a long term. I think that with these four duties, baby making, finances, joy, and not over consuming of the time of your husband, you are in the top 1% of wives if you can do these four things. Simple. But Tommy Lahren doesn't want to hear anything about it. The discussion was continuing about wives and childcare.
It is misogyny, isn't it? You know, I've got a daughter. I've got a 13-year-old daughter. I don't want her thinking she can never leave the house. She's somebody's chattel.
It's not never leaving the house. Look, it is true that the world would be a better place if we didn't have it inverted and women did have a natural role at home and that was glorified and that there was government propaganda around the nuclear family and keeping women home. Why do you want to outsource the raising of children to strangers instead of your wife? That's a way better society. Why do you want your best and brightest women forced to go to a workplace instead of the best and brightest women staying at home raising their children? That's
yeah, the dichotomy is right there. Andrew Wilson is on target. The choice is not between imprisoning women against their will or not. The choice is you're going to have people care for children. Is it better if it's someone who is genetically invested in the children, or is it better if you pay and outsource to a random person or someone, you know, a diversity hiree of the state? Because those are the choices. It's like your child will end up with people of lesser quality, lesser genetic quality. And of course, Andrew doesn't do this this genetic angle on things, but it's very important. It's very important because if you don't have a meritocracy in parental quality, i.e. if the high quality genetic offspring of a generation are raised by the low quality adults of the previous generation, then you really don't have an evolutionary incentive for being of high genetic quality. You don't have an evolutionary incentive to have all of those genes that lead you to be a good parent. And therefore, you have created...
I first saw JF on Drunken Peasants like a decade ago when I was a shit-lib teenager. Saw his ex posts last year, heard his voice, and it was like a blast from the past. He's the most based science man. We love you, JF.
Well, thank you. I think I have to...
I first saw JF on Drunken Peasants like a decade ago when I was a shit-lib teenager. Saw his ex posts last year, heard his voice, and it was like a blast from the past. He's the most based science man. We love you, JF.
I think I have to adjust the duration of these displays, but I appreciate the message. Yes, there are a lot of people who lost contact with me. They knew me from Drunken Peasants or early streaming days, and then they thought I disappeared. But so it is. Some people have to, they can't watch a show their whole life. So some people have to leave us sometimes. They go pursue their options. You know, there was James who was always with us on the Patreon hangout. And he was telling me last month that he might be going away for a while, has lost interest in right-wing media coverage. And I don't blame you guys. You know, take your time. There are times where you may benefit from public speaking and engaging with the news. There are times where you may want to completely separate yourself from the information flow. End of the line, Joel says, poor TJ Kirk, a waste of oxygen. Yes, that is so sad. TJ Kirk was so limited in the end because he could have been a greater man. But exactly the kind of people that I am ended up, you know, trying to pull him in the best direction, and there was nothing we could do. So he just remains this shit liberal, low-level fat guy on YouTube, you know, instead of having changed the media. He was just popular because it was the only podcast back then. That's it. DK Shadow says, TJ has turned into the very thing he mocks. I never even tried to seek any of DP out ever again, laughing my ass off. Very sad what happened to this crew. Because they were too limited. You know, when we came with our talking points about race, you could see the cognitive dissonance that we induce. And it's like, wait a minute, aren't you a tough guy, drunk, who wants to talk about the truth? And like, you must have some conception that there are black people and white people. You know, when you think about it in retrospective, like, what? How could how could this truth not be something that people are prepared to talk about? And you have to be highly cognitive dissonant. You have to be highly self-deceptive in your project of public discussion if you're going to say that this subject is off-limit. Like, oh, well, why? Why is it off-limit? Who made it off-limits? Who benefits from this?
It's a way better system. It's always been a better system.
I guess we're talking freedom of choice.
That's not mistake.
Yeah, so if you dilute your children of high quality into the daycare system, the problem is there's no incentive for keeping parental abilities. And so society starts evolving in a direction where no one shows up to be a good parent because the good parents are losing their quality because they're not exerting it. They're not using it. It's not useful to their offspring because they send their offspring to the daycare. So parental abilities in society, good parents, stems from parenting your own biological children. If you disalign, you end up with a very perverted system of incentives. Now, everyone is diluting to the average parental service. The average parental service, there's no reason for it to keep high in quality. And so it goes down and down across generations. And parents become stupider and stupider. Because whatever the average is what every kid gets. So there's no place for natural selection. A new guy Prime says, does this daycare provider care about your kids? Yes or no? Man, I was looking at a heartbreaking video. It was so sad. I won't show it on the screen. But today there was this heartbreaking video of a mother who learns that her 10-month-old has been abandoned by the nanny in a car and he's dead. And she comes to the scene crying and yelling, and you can see the frustration in her eyes. But that is exactly what we're trying to avoid. It's like, yeah, it is a cherished thing to have children. And the amount of care that you can have in keeping them alive is unequaled by any other people. Because other people would interact with the baby in a professional manner. At best, they would be incentivized at doing a good enough job. But they won't care about the rare occurrence of a super weird risk. They don't think like parents. Parents are like radars for all possible risks. If you give that baby to a random nanny, that nanny is trying to deliver an okay service for $12 an hour. And now you have a professional interaction. Now it's not the same level of care.
Forcing women to do anything. It's freedom of choice. It's freedom of choice.
And this bullshit that it's freedom of choice, it's not freedom of choice. When people are being put into these daycares and the state comes in and gives money to the daycare like they do in Quebec and like they're doing increasingly in some states of the US, it is a skewing of the market. It is not free choice. Because free choice is, well, if you can afford running a daycare, if you can have enough children to demand that daycare, then it should exist. But when the state comes in and makes that daycare free or close to free for parents or pays a significant amount of the expenses, then it's people who have had their money extracted from their pocket and they are forced to pay for that daycare. So don't give me the bullshit of freedom of choice. You have created the sets of choices that are, in essence, anti-freedom. Their very existence is a testament against freedom. Point of view, you ghost a guy after 2 dates and get this message.
Oh my god.
Yeah, this video has been circulating. It's woman bragging about, oh.
What? What? It keeps going?
What? No, you can't send a picture.
No!
Yeah, I mean, I don't have a strong opinion. She ghosted him, so I don't know what the text contains. I would like to see what the text says. It's of course not worth it to write such a long test, but if you know that the story is done, that there's nothing possible with this woman, sometimes, you know, I've sent red-pilled messages to women knowing that it was over with them, just to enlighten them, just to shock them with the truth at times. But of course, that was a very long message. A woman converges to her natural state, goes naked in an airport.
Go away, stop.
So this is what women want to do. If you give them the full freedom, they will. Why are these people causing trouble in an airport? You should be nervous in an airport. There's all sorts of security. You won't get away with anything bizarre. You have to stay in a seat, not cause any trouble. You sit there. You stay clothed at all times. Am I the only one nervous in the airports? I don't know what she was trying to accomplish, but she was in a mental crisis. A Haktua girl is back on the internet after defrauding all of her fans and investors toward a scam token.
Breaking news. Haley Welch has been shot this evening. Haley Welch dead.
The Haktua girl has died.
Haktua girl is pregnant. Pregnancy rumors after
Haktua
girl exposed
pregnant.
Breaking news. The Haktua girl is not missing. She's pregnant.
Oh my god! Ooh.
What's going on with that Haktua chick? She going to jail?
Anywho, do I get a phone call?
The Haktua girl. No one knows finance quite like Miss Tua.
Get your ass up. We got stuff to do.
So that is supposed to be the reawakening of the Haktua. I don't think there's much space for this girl, honestly, on the internet, especially at this point. I mean, she rode a mimetic wave. that would have been enough to keep her in the spotlight. But she has not much to bring. And she is visibly doing too much delegation. She's not a woman of her home. She is abandoning to a bunch of, I'm guessing Jews, probably, all of our podcast stuff. And eventually she abandoned these rights to crypto. Like she had a deal with some firm or some group that decided to make a Haktua crypto and to use our social media to promote it. So she's delegating so much that at this point, what is left here? What is this woman bringing to the table that a random other woman couldn't bring? Nothing. Frog Eyes says, Haktua is cultural low point for civilization. Anyone who mentions or memes her, I will immediately blacklist forever. Yeah, that is quite wise. Nicholas Petrus says, the whole thing is extremely Jewish. Yeah, I mean, no matter, like, I don't know if she's Jewish. I don't care. But she seems to have a very Jewish surrounding. She seems to have a very Jewish way of operating. Paul and Christy Akeo being held captive in Mexico. Yeah, don't go to Mexico, bro. So these people are being held in Mexico. So they were at a hotel, the Hotel Palace Resort. The Palace Company asked them to pay an expense of $250,000. they started complaining that, hey, we don't want to pay $250,000. The Palace company is demanding $250,000, the signing of an NDA that does not even guarantee their release, as well as a Facebook post made by our parents to be left up for 1 week, claiming all responsibility and fault for the torture they have endured throughout the last 3 weeks. If that's not enough, they also demanded a public apology from my mom and Paul to be made to the Palace company. Absolutely sickening. Despite what the completely false news article posted in Mexico say, aiming to defame and slander our parents, we have all proof necessary to show these articles are written off of lies, with no mention of Palace Resorts at all in any article. My mom and Paul are being denied medical attention, denied communication, and publicly defamed. They have been held captive in prison for 21 days. So how does that start? I was trying to find, how did it start? What did they do something wrong? What is the justification for this Palace company to be demanding a $250,000 payment? And apparently American Express has sided with the mom and Paul as a response to these wrongful charges. What have they done? Can we know? Because, okay, it seems like an injustice and all, but what happened? What is the claimed justification? Anyways, don't go to Mexico is what I retain as a life lesson here. Cernovich has a good one. He says, the crisis king PSYOP failed miserably and is now trying to be walked back. Won't work. People showed their true agenda. An attack on Christianity was orchestrated between Jordan Peterson, the ADL, and other lowlives. There's no return from that. That is fascinating. That is very interesting, because Jordan Peterson had kind of the wind in his sails, and he was kind of succeeding at appearing as somewhat Christian, and yet he was hired by the Daily Wire, so that was a red check mark on his career, but still, he was successful at having a crowd that is kind of approaching him sympathetically toward the idea that he's some kind of Christian in progress, or he's some kind of of an atheist who aspires to some sort of Christianity. And yes, I think this whole Crisis King attack was very weird. It came out of nowhere. It seems like it was ordered. It seems like it was sponsored. So who sponsored this? And ultimately, why did Jordan Peterson side with it? Those are open questions, but I think he has signed off the remaining credibility that he had. I think that now the crowds are drifting away slowly from the Daily Wire, drifting away from Ben Shapiro, and we can see them transfer to Candace Owen and the likes. And I think that down the line, 2-3 years down the line, Peterson might be close to nothing, which is what he should be. Jordan Peterson has not brought any productive thinking to the public space. He has brought only confusion, metaphors, and lies. And this attack revealed the true agenda. Cernovich is absolutely correct. And I think we're going to look back at this moment right here as a special moment of inversion, where there will be much less tolerance going forward to the subversion of Christianity. And I think we may be entering some sort of a spiraling. Not a spiraling that is negative, but a spiraling of purification of Christian views. And I think there will be less tolerance to what Jordan Peterson has been doing for so many years, basically, which is try to throw the olive branch to Christians. Oh, maybe I believe in some God. And then do these attacks that are clearly aimed at trying to reform Christianity toward Jewish centrism, basically. New Guy Prime says, but God is whatever goal you set for yourself. Yeah, God is the physical universe. God is everything. God is the rules. God is the laws of physics. Russ Chifley says, ironic to see Cernovich as a Zionist Jew call out other Jews. It's the pointing Spider-Man meme come to life. Yeah, it's interesting, but I think Cernovich, as an actual independent thinker, despite the fact that he's a Zionist Jew, see, I think he may have arrived at Zionism on his own. I think he may not be a controlled agent. And so I think he has some degrees of freedom here that allow him to see clearly. We have now pictures of Camille Maroon, the guy who apparently was doing the sexual extortion, having sex with young men trying to prop up their TikTok career. The guy who was working on a business LLC formed with Harry Sisson, promising greatness on TikTok, promising we're going to manage your career. Look at the fucking guy. The guy bleaches his eyebrow. Oh, that is creepy. Oh, bro. This guy was walking around being a sexual predator? No, you don't say. What the fuck, bro? This is like albinos. Intentional albinos. Voluntary albinism. What the fuck, bro? If you had told me he looked like this, it would have suddenly all made sense. Frog Eyes says, can we get an early life Jack Jamie? Pull that up. Early life check. This is a guy trying to be blonde. I mean, I think that he may even be bleaching his... What's this? Is it eyebrow? This is eyebrow. What's this? He may be bleaching. Wow, man, this is dangerous for your eyes, because the bleach product is a very, very strong chemical. The eyelash. I think it may be the first time I see bleached eyelashes. This guy is bleach on the hair, bleach on the eyebrow, bleach on the eyelash. No. There's something wrong with this guy. The signs were there all along. Nicolas Frentes says, J.D. Vance opposed the strikes in Yemen because he hates bailing out Europe. The U.S. has been bailing out Israel for almost 100 years. I've never heard a Republican express any hesitation about that. Yeah, that's exactly why I think this leak was planned. It was a loosely organized, not so organized, but loosely planned and executed leak in a kind of laissez-faire mode. Let's see if this journalist comes out with something. Because J.D. Vance appears to be the one not in charge of the strike. And I think that was ultimately the goal. It's to show a J.D. Vance that is not so thirsty about war. The solution to the vacuum catastrophe... Turns out the solution is just a combination of thermal and vibrational energy. If you add up all the blocks of space-time, the vacuum mass density agrees with experimental data. Feynman and Wheeler were correct. There's enough energy in the volume of a coffee cup of empty space to vaporize all the Earth's oceans. The significance is that we can now modify the vacuum because there's something there to give. We do this via vacuum polarization, which is electrifying a region of space. And I've been saying for a while now, the time has come to stop calling this thing vacuum. I think that the current state of physics is that there's no such thing as nothing. There is the virtual particles bubbling out there in empty space, and it makes me think again about the Michelson-Morley experiment. This experiment was an attempt to measure the motion of the Earth relative to the luminiferous aether, because the aether was the idea of a substance that exists across the universe that allows the transmission of waves of light. And this experiment is credited as demonstrating that basically there is no aether, that there is no such thing as a substance in which light travels. And I don't know if that was the correct... I don't know if that was the correct takeaway. I think that perhaps the current state of physics with Mike Michelow coming up with quantized inertia, I think we may review the idea of aether and the idea that there may be some aether. It's not physical. It's not physical objects that are made of atoms. But the aether could be seen as being the set of quantum fields out there, could be seen as being the set of virtual photons and virtual particles popping in and out of existence, basically the vacuum. The vacuum, which is now something, which is not nothing, which has a feature, which is determined by quantum physics, identified by quantum physics, maybe should be seen as the ether. A new guy prime says, universal constant rules, we, space, phlogiston rules, negative energy rules, ether rules. DK Shadow says, the Casimir effect show the virtual particles are real, or at least asserts real pressure. Exactly. So I was thinking this experiment was the attempt of the idea that... suppose there is an aether. We must be... suppose there is a substance in which waves of light are traveling. That substance would have a certain direction with respect to us. The Earth would be basically traveling into that substance. And so if you send a ray of light perpendicularly in one direction, which is the direction that the Earth is headed, and the other direction, which is contrary, is the direction that the Earth comes from, you should have different speed measurements if there is such a thing as the aether, because the aether would have a certain vector, would be traveling through the Earth in a certain direction, and the light would be slower or faster in one side or the other. Because you would get less of that component in one direction than you get in the other. And basically, the result of this experiment was that the speed of light is constant. The speed of light is the same whether you send it in the Earth's direction or away from where the Earth is headed. But I think we may have... there may be a modified Michelson-Morley experiment, perhaps more in line with Mike Michelow's quantum inertia. Perhaps we could see, not that there is to be expected an aether wind, but maybe some aether sludge, maybe some pudding of virtual particles that may have different effects when the Earth travels into them. New Guy Prime's, that's interesting, New Guy Prime, because I was converging toward the same idea. He says, how sticky is the aether? Exactly. I think we're on the same wavelength here. We're thinking about the same thing. Maybe an aether pudding, an aether swamp, instead of an aether wind. I don't know exactly what form it would take, but basically that would explain, although light does travel in a medium, and that medium is the quantum field. The quantum field has the property such that it will go the same speed left and right. So it has the property such that the movement of the Earth is kind of independent from it, as opposed to the aether wind, which was supposed to be a vector of speed superimposed on the speed of the Earth. New Guy Prime says swamp. No. Okay. Let's not call it an aether swamp. Let's call it an aether pudding. The pudding of virtual paired particles. I think there may be some revisioning of this possible. Also, I would note, these experiments were made on the assumption of the Earth's speed. The Earth's speed. What if these experiments were made with acceleration? That may be a good question to ask Mike McCullough. What if we were to do an experiment with acceleration? Would we get the same results under quantized inertia? That is it for tonight, boys. Thank you for being with me. Don't forget that the Patreon hangout will be this Friday, the 28th, in 3 days from now. So join the Patreon or the Subscribestar at the $20 level if you want to be part of the discussion. Fractalit says, I'm so happy science come back to sanity and grounded in reality again. Fuck Einstein. Okay, calm down.